Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everybody have their Bible? Turn with me to the book of Genesis. I think that's somewhere around the front of your Bible. Now, it depends what Bible you have. You may have some explanations before that or whatever. But it's page 5 in my Bible.
What chapter?
Chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And then you can also look up John chapter 1. So you just put your finger in there. We're going to be starting in Genesis. Okay, everybody in Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed that is upon the face of all the earth, every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2, verse 1, Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Okay, now turn to the book of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord God. God, you're a mighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are the creator. You are the sustainer, Lord God. You are everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, open our hearts, our minds, Lord God. God, just let us look into your word this morning, Lord God. And God, we just thank you and praise you, ask you to bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So here in Genesis, which Genesis means beginning, here in the beginning, we see God created all these things from, well, there was something, but he created, there was chaos. We might say chaos and darkness. And he created order. He created light. He created everything that we know today. He created it back in Genesis. Hallelujah. And just awesome. God said it. And it was not only created. You know, we think of the word created, and basically we think of something that was made. But these things were living. And they was, not only was it created, it wasn't manufactured, it was created to an ongoing thing. For thousands of years, it was moving, alive and moving, and everything. Look at the sky, look at the sun. Everything moves. Hallelujah. But it's in order. Hallelujah. So, the thing that I want to look at this morning is the phrase, if you would, and God said. That's the title of the message. And God said. In that passage of scripture in Genesis, 10 times. And God said. Now, we're going to look at the symbolization of numbers in scripture. And the number 10 symbolizes perfection or completion. Today we might look at that and say something's a 10 or somebody's a 10. And so we would think that's perfect, right? Hallelujah. So the number 10 seems to reflect God's authority or God's governmental rule over the affairs of mankind. And of course we know there's 10 commandments. The Passover lamb was to be sacrificed on the 10th day of the first month, which was symbolic of the true Passover lamb, Jesus Christ, which John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus Christ and said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Since Jesus was the atonement provided for sinners, the Day of Atonement was on the 10th day of the seventh month. Number 10. So one of the things that God said, if you have King James, if you don't, your Bible might not say this, but it says, it means the same thing, okay? I believe NIV says rule, King James says dominion, New King James says dominion. But God says that man was to have dominion. Especially the way I understand God, as you read through the scripture, we're to have dominion over things that affect our lives. A lot of times it seems like we're always fighting battles, always struggling with something. And sometimes it seems like you never win. You're always at this, going on and on and on. But we're to have dominion. God said in Genesis that man is to have dominion. Now, a lot of things happen that we don't have any control over. Come on. You know, it might come out of the clear blue or whatever. But one of the major aspects of dominion is how we respond to things that happen to us. If we respond in the flesh, anybody ever respond to things in the flesh? Yeah. I think we've all been there. Well, when we respond to things that happen to us in the flesh, that thing has dominion over us. We might think we've got dominion, but actually, we don't. The book of Proverbs gives us numerous passages about godly instructions as to how we are to respond. David was a good example. When he talked to God about his heart, you know, he said, God, the heart's deceitful. Who can know it? And he always sought God. He said, God, I want to respond in the right way to whatever it was, whatever he was going through, whatever circumstance, whatever situation. David was seeking God because he knew what it was like to respond in the flesh. And so he wanted, you know, how many times did he say, God, check my heart? Check my heart. So, how does God want us to be? Well, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace, the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly, or set you apart wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another translation puts it this way, and may your spirit, soul, and body be kept healthy and faultless until our Lord Jesus Christ returns. That sounds good to me. Hallelujah. Sounds something like the abundant life that Jesus spoke about. Hallelujah. So that's God's will, that our spirit, our soul, and our body don't be tossed in these storms. Come on. The God of peace, the very God of peace, it's so easy, you know, We might do pretty good in one area, but you know what affects one of those areas? Guess what? It affects them all in one way or another. And so here's this prayer that praying that we be whole and blameless, be preserved blameless. Now, if you can something or whatever, however you preserve it, you expect it to be that way when you come back for it, right? Well, that's the way that Jesus is expecting us to be when he comes back for us. To be whole, to be blameless. Hallelujah. So here's this word, dominion. Now here's the definition of dominion. The power or right of governing and controlling. Sovereign authority. So back in Genesis, God said to man, I give you this sovereign authority. You have the power, you have the right to govern and control this stuff. Either you're in control or you're being controlled. So I see this where God says, have dominion. I see it as a command. God says man is to have dominion. I see it as a promise. If God says something, and we're in God, and God's in us, he's going to be there with us. He's going to back it up. Amen. Hallelujah. And I also see it as a warning. As a warning that it might not always be easy. It may be something that slips away from us. Like we live in the United States of America, and so it was founded as a free country. And if we're not careful, it can slip away from us, slowly slip away. It may be like a marriage. A marriage starts out good, hallelujah, in covenant. Everything going with God. But how easy is it for it to slip away? And eventually it don't look anything like it did when it started. So there's a warning there that God says, have dominion. So, is anyone interested in having dominion in your life? Okay. Here's some things that might help you. If you got a pencil, piece of paper, you might want to jot them down. Proverbs 4:20. God starts out with these words. My son. Does God call you his son or daughter? See, this is a prerequisite. If you're going to have dominion, this is a prerequisite. This is what's known as sonship dominion or God-given dominion. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So as many as receive him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. So if you have received Him, then you can say, I'm your son. Second Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So here's God, and He's saying, come. Saying He'll receive it. And will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So He says, you'll be my sons, and you'll be my daughters, and I'll be your father. So number one, does God call you His son or daughter? Number two, do we know Father God? Do we know what Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 6 when the disciples said, teach us to pray? And Jesus says, pray like this. Our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do we really know this God that we pray to? Sometimes we get into a routine and we just do things the way we've done them. But when we pray, our Father, do we know exactly what we're saying? Do we really know our Father? See, our Father knows us. He knows our names. Isn't that cool? He knows each one of us by name. Boy, He's got a good memory. Well, I don't know. Maybe He's like us. He writes it down. So He writes our name in this book, the Book of Life. But He knows our names. I don't think He has any problem with memory. You know, our Father is so awesome. He's everything. Can you imagine every person from Adam to whenever Jesus comes back, whenever God says it's all done, whenever that is, I don't know. God knows, but He knows everybody's name. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. So, as a matter of fact, He told Jeremiah, He says, before you was formed in the belly, I knew you. So, He knows our names. Do we know His name? When we come to Him and say, our Father, do we know His name? How many remember when you was in grade school, probably not very old, and they would ask you to fill out papers? Who's your father? Remember? Anybody ever do that? What's your father's name? What's your address? What township do you live in? Whatever, you know. But what's your father's name? So God has, if you study Scripture, there's a lot of names in the Bible about God. God's names. And each one describes a different aspect of his many faceted characters. As you understand these names, you'll understand how God provides for our needs. You'll understand and learn to trust him to make bitter things sweet. How many have ever been in that position? Need things sweetened up a little? You'll learn to lean on him and trust him when the battle seems more than you can handle. So, you ready? Here's some names. It'll change your prayer life. As you begin to pray these names of God. El Shaddai means Lord God Almighty, the All-Sufficient One. El denotes a God who freely gives nourishment and blessing. He is our sustainer, El Shaddai. So when we come, and whether we're seeking him, whether we're praying to God, you know, and, you know, we first start out with worship and praise, right? And so we begin to praise El Shaddai. The next one is El Elyon, the Most High God. And El Elyon expresses the extreme sovereignty and majesty of God and his highest preeminence. El.
How do you spell it?
E-L-E-L-Y-O-N. El Elyon. The next one is Adonai. That's A-D-O-N-A-I. And it means Lord Master Adonai. Yahweh, Lord Jehovah. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner.
What was that, Jehovah what?
Nisi, N-I-S-S-I. The Lord my banner, or the Lord my miracle. How many has ever needed a miracle? It's like when you say, God, I trust you as Jehovah Nisi. God, it's you're over this like a banner. You are over this. You are covering this like a banner. And God, I'm trusting you as Jehovah Nisi to provide my miracle. I need a miracle here. Sometimes it takes desperation to really need that miracle. And not only need it, but expect it. Expect the miracle. Jehovah Ra. That's R-A-A-H. The Lord my shepherd. Or the Lord my friend. God bless you. And it indicates, Jehovah Ra indicates the intimacy God desires between himself and his people. Can you imagine that God desires this closeness with every one of us individually? Every day, not just Sundays or Christmas or Easter, but every day, just like Adam and Eve, when he walked with them in the cool of the garden, and they talked. That's what God wants to do with us. Just be with us. Jehovah Rapha.
J-E-H-O-A-P-H-A. The Lord that heals. Jehovah is derived from the Hebrew word Hava, meaning to be or to exist. It also suggests to become, or specifically to become known. This denotes a God who reveals himself unceasingly. You know, when Jesus was ministering on the earth, one of the ways he revealed the presence, the power of God, the kingdom of God, was through healing. Continually. Just individuals got healed. Multitudes got healed. It was like this was the way it was to be. For people to be healed. Hallelujah. Rapha means to restore, to heal, or to make healthful. In Hebrew, the word is R-A-P-A. Jehovah, the great physician, who heals the physical and emotional needs of his people. Same yesterday, today, and forever. He is Jehovah Rapha. John G. Lake made this statement. Divine healing is the removal by the power of God of the disease that has come upon the body. But divine health is to live day by day, hour by hour, in touch with God, so that the life of God flows into the body, just as the life of God flows into the mind or flows into the spirit. Divine healing is great. Come on. Divine health is absolutely. You know, I would rather walk in divine health than to need healing. I believe that's part of having dominion, is to walk in this divine health. Hallelujah. And it's just like John G. Lake said, it's being so close to God that his life is flowing into us like a stream, like a spring, flowing into our mind, into our soul, into our spirit, into our body, and just touching everything in there. Hallelujah. God's good. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Jehovah Tsidkenu. The Lord our righteousness. T-S-I-D-K-E-N-U. The Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Mekadeshkim. M-E-K-O-D-D-I-S-H-K-E-M. The Lord who sanctifies you. The next one's El Olam. O-L-A-M. The everlasting God. And of course, Elohim is God. There is Quanna. Q-A-N-N-A. Jealous. You know, the Bible says that God is a jealous God. Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Or the Lord who sees. Or the Lord who will see to it. This is what we long for when we have a need that is personal and special. One that will see to our needs and provide for us. This is what Jehovah Jireh means the Lord who will see to it that my every need is met. One who knows and one who can fully, one who can meet it fully. For us, it's whatever we need, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. Or absence from strife. Last one. Jehovah Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts, or the captain of the army. The Lord Sabaoth.
What does that mean?
That means the Lord of hosts, or the captain of the army. The Lord Sabaoth. In the Gospel of John, Jesus said these words, I am, 10 times. Whatever we have need of, Jesus said, I am. So we can address the great I am. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Which brings us to point number 3. And God said. Matthew 4:4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. How many like to eat? How often do you eat? How often do you eat the Word of God that proceeds out of His mouth? As often as we eat? Do we snack on His Word occasionally? Come on! When we think, I gotta go check, see what's in the refrigerator. Or I gotta get a cookie, or I gotta get a candy. Do we instead go and say, okay, God, I need a snack. Cool, huh?
That's a good thought.
Yeah. 2 Peter 1:2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us, children of God, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. That's good stuff in there. Hallelujah. John 16:33. And these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Here's what the Amplified says. I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress in frustration. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and am conquering it for you.
Amen.
Now go have dominion.
All right?
Right?
Yes.
It's done. Now you take dominion over this stuff. Hallelujah. In Genesis, and God said. Now understand, and God said came before the stuff happened. And it wasn't this happened and God said. But God said came first. And if we're going to walk in godly dominion, it has to be God's way, and God has to be first.
Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Here's Solomon, and he's summing things up right here in just a few words. Hallelujah. You know, when the issues of life come, David said, they're coming. Be prepared. When the issues of life come, what do? When things happen, how do we approach things? Do we go to the internet, check it out? Do we go to see what Dear Abby has to say about it? Do we go to Facebook? Or if it's really something bad, go to church? Now that may sound foolish, but how many know that's the way things are approached sometimes? The word attend, David said, my son, attend, means to pay attention, listen or watch attentively, direct one's thoughts. To the Word of God. Incline thine ear. Romans 10:14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Now I hear over and over people say, I don't know how people get through life not knowing God. All the time you hear this. I don't understand how they do it. Well, a lot of people don't know God, don't understand God, they haven't heard about God, because they're not in a place where they can hear about God. How can they hear without a preacher? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hallelujah. David said, don't let it depart from your eye. Or continually read your Bible. Then he said, keep them in the midst of your heart. Now, here's the way I see this, where David's saying that you need to, you know, glean from the Scriptures. You need to understand the Scriptures. You need to be in the Scriptures. It's like the heart's a bank. Where we keep our treasure. You know, to hunters, it may be like a gun safe. It's where we keep what we value. And David said, put the Word of God in your heart. Put those treasures in your heart. It's the place, our heart is the place where we make daily deposits of nuggets from the Word of God. And they're in there for instant, they're ready and instant withdrawals. But they have to be in there. It's just like, you may have a bank account, but if it don't have much in, or maybe it's zero,
You can't make many withdrawals there. It won't be there when you need it. Amen? Hallelujah. So David said, put this stuff in your heart. Put the word of God in your heart. He said, for they are life unto those that find them. Well, if they're not there, you're not going to find them. When the heat's on, well, just wait. Hang on here while I go searching. It's like an open book test. How many have ever taken an open book test? The worst kind you could ever think of. You're looking for the answer, and it's hard to find an answer when you're looking for it. It's much better to have it in there and just answer the question. Hallelujah. They are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. And God said. Do you know what God said? See, this is the key. Know what God said. Because in here, he says everything that pertains to life and godliness, it's in there. Everything we need to have dominion, it's in there. And God said, anything that comes our way, the very first thing, the instantaneous thing should be, and God said. It should just be, the heart's full of God. It's just ready to burst, you know. And the problem comes, the questions come, whatever. And immediately the heart springs out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, not dead water, but living water onto whatever it needs to flow onto. If it's in there and it's alive, it's living water, come on, and it'll flow out onto, and whatever God touches is going to be made whole. Hallelujah. And God said, Deuteronomy 28:13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. How many want to be the head, not the tail? I mean, he's tired of letting the tail wag the head. Glory to God. How many want to be above only and not beneath all the problems, all the confusion, all the strife, all the stress, all the garbage? Hallelujah. It's got my vote. Hallelujah. God's good. And God said. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord God. God, may we search your word, Father. May we search you because, Father, you, God, you're revealed in your word, Father. So, God, may we just search you out, Lord God. God, and to know you in the many aspects of your character, Lord God, to know you, Father, like you know us, Father. God, you know our thoughts, Lord God. You're the discerner and the intents of our thoughts, Father, and our heart, Lord God. God, may we know you that much, Lord God, that great Lord God. Oh, Father, and God, may we just desire your word, Father. God, every day, Father, and when we wake up in the morning, Father, God, may we just cry out to you and say, God, I need something to deposit in my heart account today. God, I want something fresh, Lord God. I need fresh manna, Lord God. Father, God, you never change, Lord God. God, it's there, Lord God, and there's more stuff there, Father, than I've grasped, Father. So, God, give me something more, Father. God, may I just get a nugget today, Father. God, I need your word today, Father. God, I want to know you, Father, intimately, Lord God. God, may we walk and talk this day, Lord God. God, oh, Father, may I truly, truly know this God-given dominion that you've called us to have, Father. And God, may we walk, Lord God, the way you want us to, Father. May we walk in power and authority, Lord God. May we truly be above this stuff, Father, and not trampled down, Lord God, beat up and bruised and battered and torn, Lord God. But God, may we be victorious, Father. God, you said that we are more than conquerors, Father. God, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that God, you are in us and we are in you, Lord God. We are in the vine, Father. And God, we thank you, Father. Thank you for life, Lord God. Thank you for everything that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you the praise, Father. God, you're awesome in this place, Lord God. God, we want to, first thing, and God said. And God said, hallelujah. Thank you. We're going to take communion.